Welcome to the Valley Outdoors Radio. Entertaining, informative, and everything you enjoy about the outdoors. And now, with our host, Eric Olson, Don Cleaver, and Ava LaRue.
Welcome to Valley Outdoors, everybody. Glad to have you with us today. Lots of fun stuff coming up. Don, you're here.
I'm here.
Ava's here.
I'm here as well.
And I'm here. I'm Eric, and I'm the host today, and we are going to have some fun. We're talking a little bit about what's going on with Michigan, and they've got a proposal to protect fisheries from cormorants, Don. That's kind of a big topic across the Midwest.
Be interested to know how.
Yeah, it's affecting lakes in Minnesota, North Dakota, everywhere, so that's a big one. Top 10 conservation achievements as well in the 20th century. That's kind of a cool read. So we got a lot of stuff coming up. You're not going to want to miss it. Stay tuned. More Valley Outdoors coming right up. Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors Radio Show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference.
Does your family need a break from the daily routine?
Hello, I'm Dr. Spruce. If you or someone you know needs a healthy dose of nature, visit discovertheforest.org and trade in the big screen for the big blue sky by visiting a local park or forest near you.
Hiking, picnicking, swimming, orienteering, climbing, admiring wildlife, or inhaling fresh air may result in heightened creativity, feelings of joy, harmony, satisfaction, and a euphoria that can only be explained as oneness with the natural world.
Whoa. Good to see you, Don.
Good to be seen.
Ava?
I'm here, too, playing with scissors.
That is true.
Yeah.
If you only were in studio, guys, in the listening audience.
It's
a Rogue microphone bracket. It's spring-loaded, and the only way she can actually have it in the right spot is to balance a pair of scissors.
On top
of the foam.
It's the perfect amount of weight to keep it from going back. So.
Nothing but the finest, let me tell
you. Just turn the point
away
from the face.
Yeah,
next week.
Our solution is we're going to bring an ice fishing weight in so we can balance it correctly.
Yeah, we'll just hang it.
Yeah.
Fine.
You know, those weights aren't just used for
fishing
anymore.
It'll be better
anymore,
than a pair of scissors, let me tell you that.
Yeah, safer.
Run with scissors.
So if you hear a big clunk,
no running with scissors.
Scissors falling.
And no broadcasting with scissors. Those are the two pieces of the deal. So Don surprises me today. He walks in. We need to do tip of the week.
He wants a tip of the
week. He wants a tip of the week. And I'm like, you want me to just come up with it on the fly?
It took you 2 seconds to come up with
it. Fine. I'll do one. So crappie season and sunfish and all that, you're coming into that season. As soon as the leaves usually start coming out, that's when the crappie start to take off. That's kind of the key piece to the puzzle. But one of the things that it comes to as far as bait goes, I know several years I've gone out and I've had night crawlers in the boat, and we're going to stop and fish for some sunfish. Let's just throw this out and we'll use night crawlers.
Well,
put a chunk of night crawler.
Hook,
yeah. Just put it on a little hook and you're good. Surprisingly enough,
lo and behold,
it doesn't work the same way. My buddy had worms. We went literally. I had crawler on, chunk of crawler, because, you know, obviously not much. And he had the loop of the
little worms
on. He didn't have his line in the water 45 seconds, and he got a nice one. And I'm still sitting there. We had it the same spot. Nothing. I put on a wax worm. Nothing. Another trip, same thing. I try to get... But I brought the worms this time, but I forced myself to try the other bait. Tried everything else. They wouldn't take it. They took a worm. That's the only thing that they would take. Surprisingly enough, I also got crappie on the same thing. So
Oh, you're talking about catching the sunfish.
Sunfish versus crappies,
oh,
right.
Gotcha.
So the sunfish were not, they weren't going for the crawler, chunk of one. They weren't going for the waxworm, wouldn't want it, didn't take it, and I sat there for a long time. So not to say that they may not bite in your, on your lake, but be aware. Don't show up with one bait and expect that that's going to work. It, same with walleye fishing, same with anything. Do not expect, if they're not biting on what you brought, they're not biting. Have that differential, have that unique change or option in this particular case for that type of a fish and whatever that might be. If it's crappies, they like minnows. So try those.
So were you fishing the same hook size, line weight?
Everything was
identical.
Literally identical.
Yeah.
And it was, and we had this, in fact, we had the same jigs. We had the little cubby jigs with the little, you know, kind of bouncy little tail on it.
Yep.
And finally, and I had a slightly different color, and I thought, well, that's got to be the color.
Didn't matter.
We flip-flopped, and I took a crawler and put it on his, and he, nope.
Only the.
And his went with the same color I had.
Earthworms.
So it was just the worms. But again, this is really the most important piece of this. Whether you're talking with walleyes, you're talking with whatever this the bait is, understand if you're in an area where you're seeing some fish or you know there's fish there, mix it up. You cannot rely on staying the same thing. Inherently, we as fishermen can get lazy because let's say it's a nice warm day out, the sun's out, you're enjoying the life, it's great. I'm just not catching fish. Just switch some things up and you can be successful. I agree, it's not all about catching because it's the experience, but sometimes it's nice to be able to say, yeah, we got some sunfish we're having for dinner, or just have some fun with the kids and go do that. And this weekend was a prime example. We were out, first trip out on Lake Michigan, and we're running downriggers down low, trying to get fish that were down in the depths. Of course, the temperature wasn't right, but guess what? We ran the baits further up on the planer boards, and the fish we caught were all up high, and they didn't like the bigger, wider, basically the paddles, we call them, but they didn't like that either. So that was the thinner ones is what they wanted.
So there.
That's how that works.
I've had the same thing happen fishing side by side with my best friend in Canada, and we were fishing the identical equipment, baits and everything, only he was catching about 16 walleyes and I hadn't boated one yet.
Mm-hmm.
And then I realized I had changed my gas cans in my old boat.
That'll do
before
it.
I went out. So I wash my hands with the right, you know, unscented soap.
Cut your line off about a foot up.
And then we were on par.
Yeah.
That's all. I mean, it was just, I must have had a little gas on my hands, and that made all the difference.
Yeah.
So.
It make
yep.
a difference.
They said no, thank you
yep.
to the
yeah,
gas.
Yeah, they absolutely said no, thank you. Well, tell you what, we're going to be coming right back. We got a lot to cover. We're going to be talking, as I mentioned, the top 10 conservation achievements of the 20th century. We're going to talk a little bit about Lake Michigan. And grizzly bears and Illinois River about invasives. A whole lot more coming right up. Hang tight. More Valley Outdoors coming right up.